I was very excited because at last I was vindicated. When the battle started in court in 2022, everyone thought that maybe I had gone mad, but finally to see the court agreeing with you, it's just a relief. And it's not only me who has succeeded, it is Malawi as a nation that has succeeded.
You claim or you file a petition that the appointment was unconstitutional. Why?
I filed the petition to the High Court of Malawi. It was a judicial review because I had noted that when Brigadier Charles Karumo was appointed, there were some procedures that were flouted. For example, when he was being appointed, the appointing authority did not use Section 3 of Immigration Act, which is a guidance as to who should be appointed as Director General of Immigration and Citizenship Services. So instead of using Section 3 of the Immigration Act, they used Public Service Act. Indeed, you know, the Public Service Act gives the president the power to make appointments. But in this instance, it was supposed to be the minister who was supposed to make that appointment. In addition to that, the other thing that we noted is that the appointment was in contravention of Section 29 of the Public Service Act, which says that any person who reaches the age of 60 years should retire from the public service. At the time of appointment, the appointee was 70 years of age, which was 10 years older than the recommended age of retirement. So this is someone who stopped working in 1994. Then you're bringing him back in 2024, if you calculate properly, that is 30 years after retirement. So, you know, issues of effectiveness and efficiencies are in question because a lot has changed. You know, technologically, things have changed, the way we operate. Maybe that time we were, you know, we were doing manual things, but now we are operating digitally.
I read an opinion article in the Malawi papers where some Malawians feel that removing Karumo would give in to corruption because they feel he's fighting corruption at the immigration service. What do you think?
My opinion is that that is not true for me. One, okay, if someone wants to fight corruption, that is recommended. Actually, it has to be everyone's responsibility to fight corruption. But then when you are coming to fight corruption, you have to find yourself at that place legally. If Mr. Karumo was not sure of the things that I've mentioned before, I don't think I would have been the one going to court to challenge his appointment because issues of appointments wouldn't have arisen. But if Mr. Karumo was below the mandatory retirement age, if he was in the public service, if it was the minister who made the appointment, why would I have challenged him? So people are diverting from the main issue. They have to read the judgment. The issues that the court was dealing with were not issues of corruption. The court was dealing with the issues of eligibility of someone on a certain position. So I feel like it's very improper for people to divert from the main issue. We are talking at the rule of law here.